Hello, dear listener. James here. A very quick audio boo while I wait for me lunch to cook. This is in connection with Luton at the weekend. There was, I don't know if you're aware of it, but there was a combination of three different protests. One from the English Defence League, one from United Against Fascism, and I think there was an Islamic Defence League protest going on as well. Lots of potential for all kinds of things to happen. A lot of people wanting their voices to be heard to make their cases. I suppose the best way to find out what happened would be to look at the front pages of the newspapers. Daily Mail, behave or we take your iPod. Daily Mirror, our little angel, about Amanda Holden losing a baby, which is sad. The Sun has got my big fat gypsy council house. Oh, let's have a look at the broadsheets. Britain's volunteer army destroyed by cutbacks. Council staff paid £58,000 to be named in War on Waste. No, there's nothing about the demonstrations at all in the papers. Oh, well, maybe it was yesterday's papers we need to look at. Let's have a quick scroll down and click. Death knell for council. BBC migration boss commutes 4,000 miles to UK. I wonder what newspaper that was from. Let's have a look at The Independent. We're all in this together. I don't know what that's about. Britain something. Anyway, I don't know. Cameron's speech sparks fury with... I feel like Jeremy Paxman. To Cameron, sorry we can't afford tax cuts. No, nothing at all. In fact, it wasn't even anything about Egypt either. Why was there nothing? It's because the demonstrations passed peacefully. There was an amazing police presence, and I can't underestimate the good work the police did. I kind of kept an eye on some of the stories as they took place during the day. But there was no trouble. People made their stories, you know, they flew their banners, they shouted, they paraded, and nothing happened. Which meant it didn't get reported. It's completely the opposite of what should happen. If there was violence, if there was trouble, if there was Luton was, you know, let's hope it, we just should be glad it wasn't. But if something bad had happened and someone had been injured or something like that, it would have made the front pages of the newspapers and given oxygen to the publicity of exactly what we were trying to avoid. Luton in Harmony is an organisation where people kind of want to join together to say that Luton, actually, most of the people here are good people. They get on well. They haven't got any problems with each other. And fine, you know, let's carry on with life. And they don't get any press publicity either. And it's that whole thing where, unless there's a perceived appetite for it, it won't get published in the newspapers. That's just a bit disappointing, really, because you can, in some respects, you know, with clarity and pragmatism, see the points these people are making. Yes, they can be considered racist in the case of the English Defence League. Yes, you could say that any kind of organisation that advocates not so much protest but the risk of violence is a bad thing anyway. But they did okay. They did what was their democratic right to do. And it really annoys me that it doesn't get any coverage on the back of that. That's just... the other thing I was going to say was as part of Luton in Harmony, and I'm hoping more people will do this, people who live in Luton, there's the colours for Luton in Harmony are purple and white. And we're lucky enough to have a white car, well, most of the time. It's covered in dirt at the moment. I see it a few times, I tweeted about it earlier. Every now and then you'll see a purple ribbon tied to the driver's side rearview mirror. And that's just a sign of Luton in Harmony. And I hope more people will take that up and show that people in Luton do get on well and they can live together. And actually, despite of all its faults and its deprivation and its struggle and the fact it's close enough to London, but not so close that it's part of the sort of the wealth, if you see what I mean. It's a, you know, good people live here. Here endeth the rant. And anyway, if you hadn't heard, Saturday went off very peacefully in Luton. It was perfect. They want to do another one. I'm hoping, fingers crossed, it was okay. But when you put it in context with what's going on in Egypt at the moment, it really is small beer, isn't it?